Time for the KSL In-Depth. The Utah House today overwhelmingly passed a measure that would add another roadblock for people trying to get information about internal police investigations, like those involving officer-involved shootings. It would require media and others to offer a compelling reason why they should begin. Okay, I'm going to be honest. I really don't understand this, and I've tried to. They're called the Garrity Laws. And here in the studio with me is KSL investigative reporter Dave Cawley, who deals with this practically on a daily basis. So, Dave, can you explain what's going on?
Not very well, but I'll do my best, Jeff. What we're talking about here is essentially anytime there's an internal investigation in government, somebody who works for government, typically we're talking about police officers, they might be forced to sit down and answer some questions. Now, they have rights just like we have rights. Everybody's familiar with Miranda rights, right? You have the right to remain silent, blah, blah, blah. Government employees have the same thing, but because they work for the government, they can be compelled to make a statement. And essentially what's happening is Utah lawmakers are wanting to exempt those so-called Garrity statements from public records law. So I, as a journalist, or even, you know, Joe Public, can file an open records request to see what was said in one of those Garrity statements. And under the law as it stands now, those are public. We can get access to those and see what was said. The legislature is trying to change that.
Change it to what?
They would make it protected, which would essentially mean you don't, as a member of the public, have a right to see those unless you can convince the government otherwise. It puts a barrier in the way.
Oh, so what is a compelling reason?
Essentially, what you have to argue in this case is that the public's right to know, the need for the public to have that information, outweighs the government's interest in keeping it private. And I can tell you from my experience doing a lot of public records requests, that can be a very squishy and difficult thing to convince.
So I want to ask you, since you are best known for your work with the Cold Podcast and the Susan Powell case, would you have been prevented from doing some of the work you did by this change in the law?
Not specific to Garrity statements, but more broadly, when we talk about the public's right to access, to get access to information, I'm going to be very skeptical anytime somebody from government is looking to put up any kind of barrier between the public and public information.
Okay, so where does this measure stand? It was passed by the Utah House something like 66-3 today.
Yeah, this moved really quick. It was just last week that this was before committee. It sailed through committee and very clear pass through the House today. It heads over to the Senate. It'll have a committee hearing there and then potentially a vote on the Senate floor, and then it would be off to Governor Cox.